It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear this threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. We all consistently need motivation. And I think that the liturgy, that's what it comes to do. And it is of my humble opinion that today the liturgy is shouting out, "I want you to dream big to make the impossible possible." So I was having a good conversation with a good priest friend of mine. The example is just an example, but it helps. And he was just sharing that he was having a hard time getting along with / forgiving another priest from another parish, because he said that, you know, whatever was going on, it was hurting his own flock. And I, you know, that can happen to anybody. We're all human beings. We priests, just like you, lay people, we're all in the same boat. We're all sheep of the true shepherd. At least I'm a little devil. You got to know me a little bit. But anyhow, I was saying, you know, Father, I get it. I hear the difficulty. Now, I think we're all called to be thermostats and not thermometers. A thermometer just measures the temperature, but a thermostat changes it. If, say, you don't do anything now that it's Advent, Christmas time, going out of your way, making the impossible, oh, it's his fault, he's doing something possible, and then you multiply that by all the priests in the world, that's the degree of our love. You just kind of put the tone, you set the tone at that level. But grab any sin and think about it. Anything that you struggle with. Let's say that you say, "Hey, look, I've tried. I can't. I'm old." Whatever it is, whatever excuse, you know, don't ask me for more. I've done it all. Then we just became a thermometer, not a thermostat. We kind of gave up. We threw the towel. But we all are familiar with no pain, no gain, and the spiritual life is the same. Well, the liturgy this weekend is trying to wake us up to the art of possibility, which grace always makes possible. If we were in the Old Testament, well, you know what? It's just a human effort. The grace of Christ is not there. So an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, tooth for a tooth. But not the beatitudes, not the give that second mile when asked to walk one, give the mantle when asked for the cloak. And so our capacity would be all set, would be set. And we wouldn't be able to be extraordinary people. And you know what? We're all called to holiness, so we're called to be extraordinary. Now let's just listen for a second again to the symbols that we find in Isaiah that precisely is calling you and I to that. We just heard them, but I'll read them again. Then the wolf should be a guest of the lamb. When is a wolf a guest of the lamb? Never. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. When does that ever happen? It's aspirational, but we don't see it. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors. Together they will, their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play with the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the adder's lair. What is it pointing to? The extraordinary. And what sometimes seems impossible for me in Advent, we have the, today we've been singing or reciting the prepare the ways of the Lord. Where? In the heart. Inside of me. In a way in which what seemed that I couldn't do that, that it's a situation that stuck, I actually can with the grace of the Lord. We put 5%. And the Lord says, okay, now stand back. I will do the other 95%. What is it in me that needs that leap, that help from above, that I know I can't do it? Is it in the area of perhaps some relationship here or there? In love? Is it in the area of work? Or some still unacknowledged vice that just has been lingering for a while, and I kind of say, no, that's me. It defines me. No, vice never defines us. Grace is supposed to define us. And no matter how tough it is, if there's one who can make it happen in the human creature, it's Christ, the Emmanuel, the God with us. You know that saying of one of the fathers of the church, the glory of God is the living person, fully alive, fully alive. And when we've accepted something and say, no, that's the way I am, I can't do more, well, just spread that to all your neighborhood or your state, your city, your state, and you just limited Catholicism in a way where it can't be light of the world and salt of the earth. And you and I know that we're supposed to be the happy ones, the motivated ones, the hopeful ones, not the hopeless ones. That's what they used to say about the first Christians. Look at them. There must be something in them. Do people say that about you when you walk around in Manhattan or at work? Well, that's why Advent is here. It's a reset. You weren't like that in 2025. Sister, brother, you and I are called that in 2020, took to that in 2026. So let's just think about it. Can Christ help me make the impossible possible? Well, at least twice in the gospel we hear that. What's impossible for man is possible for God. What was impossible for Mary to bring the child, the Son of God, into her womb and have the incarnation, which is about 18 days away, it was possible through the Holy Spirit. So as we go on to the second part of our Mass, we have the beautiful singing, we have the offertory, the Eucharistic prayer, the consecration, the doxology, the Our Father, the peace, all of those little elements to prepare our hearts to be able to receive the body and blood of the Lord and be able to do and to make of the impossible the possible with His grace. Amen.